We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bullsey, you were reacting rather vociferously to the lineup.
Yeah, a couple of surprises here for me.
Tell me it one by one.
All right, here we go.
Can I guess?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Cruz is leadoff.
Playing shortstop, batting leadoff, O'Neill Cruz.
I'm going to guess Reynolds is second.
Yes, he is. Playing what position?
Left field.
Left field.
I'm going to guess McCutchen's third.
McCutchen is third. Doing what?
DHing?
DHing.
Now it gets tricky. Carlos Santana?
Carlos Santana batting fourth, playing first base.
Holy horse milk, I'm four.
Look at you. Now this is... All right, go ahead.
Key Brian Hayes at third.
Nope.
Sawinski in center.
Nope. I mean, they're there, but not in this spot.
Castro at second?
Nope.
Oh, and what?
Kanan, Smith, and Jigba.
Ooh.
Batting fifth in right field.
Holy corn follicles.
Yes, that's what surprised me. They're really rewarding him for a good spring.
Shelty told us yesterday.
They like him a lot.
Man, we can get into this later. The whole thing about what a spring training means and doesn't mean seems to be applied very haphazardly to certain people and not to others, but good for him.
Yep.
Who's next?
Batting sixth, playing third base. Key Brian Hayes.
Okay.
Batting seventh, playing center field, Jack Sawinski.
Mm-hmm.
Batting eighth and playing second base, Ji-Won Bae. Rodolfo Castro not in the opening day lineup. Your man.
I'm angry. You saw by my reaction.
Yes. Your face dropped when I said that.
I do like Ji-Won Bae. I do. I thought he was a pretty... He has some electrifying aspects to his game. I'll say that. But that's very disappointing for me, personally. Go ahead.
And batting ninth and catching, Austin Hedges. So to review, we've got Cruz, Reynolds, McCutchen, Santana, Smith, and Jigba, Hayes, Sawinski, Bae, Hedges, and Mitch Keller on the bump.
Smith and Jigba is the story.
Yep.
Tell me more about this guy. Shelty was really high on him, like really high on him yesterday, talking about him, wasn't he?
He was. We asked him about why Travis Swaggerty did not make the opening day roster, and he went right to Smith and Jigba saying that he's a better fit right now. We feel more comfortable with him in there, and obviously they do if they're putting him in the fifth spot in the opening day lineup.
All right, here's his story here. Was he drafted, Fulzy?
Yes.
When?
He was drafted by the Yankees in the fourth round of the 17 draft.
Okay. Here's
out of high school.
All right. You're right. He started with the Staten Island Yankees.
By the way, brother of Jackson Smith and Jigba, the receiver coming out of Ohio State.
Yes, sir. And at Indy last year, all right, Triple-A Indy, he had 184 at-bats with one homer. 19 RBIs, he hit .277 with a .795 OPS. Did he have any steals? He must have. He had 8 steals. And then he had a cameo with the Pirates where he was 1-for-5. Across the minors, he hit .276 with an .801 OPS with 26 homers in 1,200 at-bats. So what's the drawing card here with this guy? I ask that as a legit question.
Yeah.
I'm not saying... There isn't one.
I think there's a little bit of pop in the bat. He had a couple of homers in spring training, hit .326 in spring training this year, .926 OPS. I think they like that his bat has come along. I'm not sure about his defense, you know, how well he does out there. I watched a couple of games with him in it, and I was, you know, he was solid. So I think they're just giving this guy a chance. They're seeing progression there, and they're just throwing him in there to see what he does. And well, I like it over Connor Joe.
Yes, I do too. And really, this is the guy who's here over Swaggerty, especially if he's going to be something resembling an everyday player. I guess if you're talking young rising players, those were the two competing, right?
Yeah. And I think he was their 28th best prospect. So it's he cracked the top 30, but it's not like he is, you know, a top 10 guy that they're counting on necessarily for the future. But if he can emerge, that's great.
All right. Well, that's your Pirates opening day lineup. You just heard it. Cruz, Reynolds, McCutchen, Santana, Smith and Jigba, Hayes, Sawinski, Jiwon Bae, and Austin Hedges. How would you rate that as a major league lineup, Folsy? In the meantime, we know you're on the line waiting with your win totals at 412-928-9370. Optimism reigns here today with our win totals. One man called in with 88, Folsy. Is he still up from a late night?
Yeah, he might be.
What do you think of this as a major league?
Something this morning.
Give this a grade as a major league lineup.
Probably a C minus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a little bit down, but I mean, I look at beyond. I mean, the top two hitters. You start off with Cruz and Reynolds. That's pretty good.
Yes, I love that. That to me,
that's a major league start to your lineup.
With what I think Cruz is going to do, that's a B to an A minus top two. I love that.
I agree.
A lot of people don't think Cruz will do that, and then obviously everything changes. But the lineup for me changes at number three. Much as I love McCutchen, if he's your three hitter, it can't be a really good lineup. It just can't.
They've got potential in other spots. I mean, the middle of the lineup, as we're saying, is just not. It's not a major league middle of the lineup that can do a lot of damage, I don't think. With McCutchen, Santana, and who knows with Smith and Jigba. I mean, who knows what he can become this year? And who knows what we're going to get from Key Brian Hayes as
or
well.
Or Sawinski.
The rest of the lineup's all question marks. And when you have that beyond just the first two guys, you can't rise above a C for me.
Except we know what we're going to get from Hedges, and it's not going to be much. He's here for his defense.
Right.
So he's a given. That's why he's batting ninth. I agree with you on C-. I think that's a great call. Somebody in projections said the Pirates had the 14th or 15th best lineup in the league. That might be a little bit optimistic for me, but not by much. It's right in the middle, C. Maybe a C to a C-minus lineup. And again, there's obvious placeholders. McCutchen is a placeholder. Santana is a placeholder. Hedges is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're expecting guys to come up. But I just don't think that any lineup where McCutchen is in prime position there at number three can be taken that seriously.
But you just hit on it, Joe, that by the time we get to July, hopefully, this lineup could look entirely different.
And don't get me wrong.
And it could be much better.
Absolutely. Andy Rodriguez could be your three guy then, or somewhere in there.
Right. Or Nick Gonzalez could be in there somewhere.
McCutchen's still capable of being a pretty good hitter. Don't get me wrong on that. He could come out today and hit, you know, game-winning home run, go 3-for-4. The guy's hit, what, 27, 37, 44 homers over the last 2 years. He's got some pop left in the bat.
Sure.
17 last year. I just don't think at that position. And then followed by Santana. Maybe Santana is helped by the lack of a shift this year. But there's not many teams left in baseball right now where he would be their number four hitter. Would you agree on that?
I would agree on that. He's always been a guy that's been very interesting to me in that he takes a lot of walks. He's a very polished hitter at the plate where he doesn't chase a whole lot, and his on-base percentage just over his career has always been decently high.
Who are you talking about?
Santana.
Yeah.
Even though the batting average is ugly sometimes, like, you know, the past 2 years, a 202 and a 214, he's hovering around 200 in 2020 as well. He does get on base. Like in 2020, perfect example, he hit 199. I mean, I know that was a COVID shortened season, but his on base percentage was 349. Past couple years, 316, 319.
Yeah, I hear that. It's the same way I feel about McCutchen. They're both still professional hitters, but they're not middle of the order hitters.
Correct.
Who else we got, Felsey? Someone on the line?
Yeah, we got Pittsburgh Phil.
Hello, Pittsburgh Phil.
Joe, you know there's not a cloud in the sky? It's unbelievable.
Is that true? I should golf today before I go over to a game. Thank you for telling me that, Pittsburgh Phil.
Which propels me to, you know, it makes you happy to have that kind of weather in Pittsburgh. We're going to have a conversation around the All-Star break of, can you believe that the Pirates are going to be 500 and it's going to continue for the whole year because those guys got each other's back. I like the lineup. I'm going to say 77, but I'm going to say we're talking about being 500 for the whole year, and that's going to be a good conversation. These guys are good to go out to the ballpark and see. We have a lot of good things to talk about this year.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about something much different here, Pittsburgh, Phil. I had 74, you have 77. We're thinking alike. Volsy had 73. There's not much of a difference.
You weren't with Ron at the time. It was way back. It was when might have been with Vinny. But Ron would say, you know, he would ask everybody what they thought the Pirates would be. He never would go above 90. This is when McCutchen and the big three were here.
Yeah.
And I went 100 one year, and we almost exceeded the 100. But this year is exciting. You got a lot of new people down there. Is that Folsy with you?
Yes, it is. Say hello to Folsy.
Folsy, you've acclimated well with these guys. It's not easy to do.
Well, I appreciate that, Pittsburgh Phil.
Thank you, Pittsburgh Phil.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
You too.
Man, he's an optimistic sort. I expected him to say 100 wins. He only said 7. He made a great case and then landed on 78.
77.
Yeah, 77. Who's next?
We have Dave.
What up? Go ahead, Dave. Dave sounds like he's in
Dave.
A rainstorm.
I know. Dave.
Dave?
Maybe it's better that he doesn't take our call.
Yeah, let's.
He's in a way right
or
now.
Or a car wash. I don't know what he was in.
How about Chad?
Hello, Chad. What's up?
Hey, guys. This is Chad. So I'm born and raised in Cleveland, right? I'm a lifelong Guardians fan or Indians fan, whatever you want to call them.
My condolences.
Austin Hedges. Thank you. Austin Hedges will make your guys' rotation and the bullpen at least over the course of a season a half run better with ERA. Ooh. I saw him do it with the Guardians last year. They don't make the playoffs without him. Mm. Now, yeah, he lacks at the plate, but his defense and his pitch calling is phenomenal. Mm.
I like to hear that, actually. That's a great call. I'll take a defensive catcher, and I'll never forget what – and Russell Martin turned out to be pretty good offensively for the Pirates, too. You know, not legendary offensively, except for that homer he hit off Cueto. He was a good – a decent offensive player, but what he did for the pitching staff – you can't measure. The example I always use is Jared Hughes in spring training, developed a new pitch off speed. Can't remember exactly what it was. And later in the year, somebody asked him, how did you, you know, have the confidence to use that? He said, Russell Martin, only guy who could have convinced me that I needed to use that pitch. There's no analytic to measure that kind of influence. Some of the stuff you're talking about, though, there are analytics. And I love having a defensive catcher. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That was really good. And if he can deliver that kind of defense, that kind of sage advice to pitchers, instilling confidence in them, I don't care. He can, like I always say, he can leave the bat back at the hotel. Give me a glove.
Especially with a young staff to work with. Now, at the same time, when Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis are ready, I mean, they play over that guy.
Absolutely. But he'd be nice as a backup.
As a backup.
And he has had seasons with the Padres, by the way, in the National League of 18, 14, 11 homers. You know, give me 13 home runs and give me really, really great defense. That's a position I'll take that. Next.
How about Steve?
Hello, Steve.
How's it going?
Good. What do you got?
I got 65 wins.
65. Ooh. Give us a reason.
The best signing was Rich Hill, and I got to like at the Last Supper. Guy's old.
All I heard was Rich Hill and old, and I agree. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
Not that he couldn't have a decent year, Folsy.
Or at least half a season. That's all they really need.
Are they still in the business of moving on from players if they're having a good year?
I think with Rich Hill, they would be.
So do I, unless they're actually threatening at
like
midseason,
in it.
And he's having a pretty good year.
Like above 500 in it.
Yes. He did have a winning record last year for the Red Sox. Not that record's the most important thing, but a respectable ERA of 4.2. 109 strikeouts and 120. He's a middling pitcher at this point in his career. How old is he?
Is he 43?
He's 43. Yeah. So I would say him and others, several others, are definitely candidates to be moved because, again, there's people now. The difference this season is there's multiple people knocking on the door at AAA. And once we start seeing them, then it would make sense to move some of these people out. But if Rich Hill is having a really good first half and the Pirates are a surprise team, then I don't think that's, A, a good idea and certainly not a good sell, right?
You think that's still the case with Carlos Santana and G-Man Choi, though? Because who's going to play first?
Well, that's a good question. If you don't have anybody else ready to go at those positions,
right,
then it becomes way more difficult.
Those guys might stick around just from necessity.
Did they say Endy's played a little bit of first?
Yeah, he's played all around. He's played in the outfield as well. And second base, I think.
I just want his bat in
the lineup.
He's
an interesting player to me.
No, he's to everybody. He's their guy. Jim Bowden put out a list of catching prospects. He's second to the blue chip kid for the Dodgers.
I just hope
second in all of baseball.
I just hope it wasn't fluky.
Among catchers.
What he did last year.
I know.
It scares me a little.
Are you scared?
I am. I'm hurt in the past. And we'll go through the Pirates therapy sessions again.
Hurt for these wounds are tough to overcome.
Yeah. You get a little nasty deja vu with some of these prospects that blossom for a season and then all of a sudden they regress back to what they really are.
You know what we're going to do next? A lightning round. Do we still have calls, Folsy?
We have one on the line and we've got three blinking right now.
Okay, I'm going to let you answer those.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.